And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? In previous presentations, we discussed how to ascertain biblical authority for things we do in religion. One way to accomplish this is by studying approved examples. The Bible obviously contains types of examples of speech, action, and conduct. But how can we determine what examples, if any, are binding upon us today? Examples that are binding are those that contain inherent authority and that therefore obligate us to follow them. This is what we mean when we use the phrase approved example. The idea of something that is approved and thus binding comes from Jesus' statement in Matthew 18, verse 18, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven," where Christ foretold a specific type of authority that would be given to the apostles. But how exactly can we know which of the examples found in the Bible are binding upon us today? We know, of course, that the Bible does use examples to teach and instruct, as the following passages indicate. All these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example to note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. Philippians 3, verses 16 and 17. The things which you've learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, verse 9. The New Testament contains various instances in which the apostles told people to pattern their lives after those who were doing right. Since such examples do teach and instruct, they are by definition necessarily binding, even though they may not all be exclusively binding. Here is the difference. In the New Testament, we find examples of apostles traveling by both land and sea to spread the gospel. Thus, while the examples of those apostles teaching the gospel are necessarily binding, the examples of any of them going by land and by sea cannot be exclusively binding, since then they would exclude each other. So while certain examples are necessarily binding, not every example is exclusively binding.